This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to introduce to you the Chairman of the National Park Foundation and the Secretary of the Interior, Dirk Kempthorne.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben Cipolla, who is the President of the National Park Foundation. What an awesome sight to see the students, the fourth graders, from Sterling Elementary and Bonnie Bray. Beautiful kids. Thanks for being here. I want to thank the National Park Foundation and your partners for sponsoring today's event and helping us make this a great celebration for our national parks and the Centennial Initiative. There are a number of people who deserve to be thanked here today, and that's why we're here, to offer thanks to the National Park Service and Director Mary Bolmar and all the men and women who wear the gray and green. You are awesome. To the National Park Friends Alliance, the National Park Conservation Association, the American Recreation Association, the National Recreation and Park Association, and the many friends groups that support our parks. To our concessionaires who help make these parks great places to visit, and to Congress and the members that are here today, some of the true champions of the parks. Members such as Leader Hoyer, Senator Allard, Senator Salazar, Chairman Dix, Chairman Rahal, Congressman Bishop, Congressman Baird, Congressman Tiart, Congressman Souter, and other members of Congress such as Congressman Grijalva, whose leadership and commitment are critical to the success of the centennial effort. To the American people, for standing behind our parks both over the past 100 years and now well into the future. And in particular, the students who've joined us here today, they're the ones who will inherit these parks. It is for them, the next generation of park visitors, that all of us are working so hard. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank the Capitol Police and the Sergeant of Arms of the House and Senate for helping us with today's event. Let me also thank Chip Ackridge, who is leading the National Park Restoration, and we truly appreciate that, Chip. Nearly 2 years ago, I stood in Yellowstone National Park and announced the Centennial Initiative, an unprecedented plan to enhance our national parks in time for the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service in 2016. In many ways, I'm glad that these fourth grade students have joined us today because they will graduate in the year 2016. They, the class of 2016, will grow and learn and mature, just as the Centennial Initiative grows and matures. And when these students graduate, so will the parks graduate, into a new century of wonder and awe and amazement for everyone who visits. Already we're seeing results. Last year, the President asked, and this Congress passed, the largest operating budget in the history of the National Park Service. We sincerely thank Congress and those members who are here today as our champions. That money will help us hire 3,000 new rangers, increase our maintenance program, and enhance overall the visitor experience at our national parks. The FY08 budget is only surpassed by the President's request of the National Park Service on their behalf, the 09 budget, and will work with Congress to continue this commitment to the National Park Service. But it's the second part of this Centennial Initiative that we're really celebrating here today, a public-private partnership to fund historic projects at our national parks. Every federal dollar committed to these centennial projects will be matched by at least $1 from the philanthropic community. These centennial projects will serve as the cornerstone of the improvements at the parks, projects to help ignite another 100 years of excellence throughout the National Park Service. Since we announced this part of the initiative 2 years ago, the response from Americans has been overwhelming. Last August, on the National Park Service's Founders Day, Mary Bolmar and I unveiled the first of the projects eligible to be funded under this public-private partnership. At that point, we had received more than 300 letters of commitment for private donations totaling more than $200 million. The commitments continue to pour in. Americans overwhelmingly stepped up and offered their support for their national parks. Congress did as well. In the FY08, Congress offered a down payment on the Centennial Challenge, providing initial funding of nearly $25 million, which is eligible to be matched from those 300 letters of commitment. Today, I'm pleased to announce the projects and programs that will be undertaken with that first round of congressional funding. Ground broken and work underway. We leverage the $25 million appropriated by Congress with approximately $27 million in private contributions to fund 110 centennial projects to benefit 76 parks. These projects range from the construction of a new $9 million park on the Georgetown waterfront, to saving endangered sea turtles along the Texas coast at Padre Island, to renovation of Yosemite National Park's iconic tunnel view overlook, to restoration of ancient redwood forests and watersheds at Redwood National Park, to construction of indoor and outdoor performance venues for the New Orleans Jazz Museum Park, to restoration of the old State House at Boston National Historic Park, to the creation of Inside Lake Mead podcast at Lake Mead National Recreation Area, to the installation of a solar array at Mount Rainier National Park, to the creation of Downloadable Park at Great Smoky Mountains National Park. The list goes on and on, a total of 110 programs and projects. This first round of projects will help parks of all shapes and sizes, from the big, iconic parks like Yellowstone and Yosemite to smaller parks like Rock Creek Park right here in Washington, D.C. Projects will rebuild trails and conservation areas. They'll help reconnect children to the parks and to nature. They will bring new cutting-edge technology to the parks to enhance the visitor experience. There's even a project that will unfold right behind you on the National Mall. And as Ronald Reagan once said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Stand by for the next round. They are a demonstration of the great things that can be done when the federal government works with the American public to protect something that everyone loves, our national parks. But the remainder of the $200 million that was committed last August, $175 million, is still out there, ready, willing, and excited for the next round of the Centennial Challenge. So thank you to everyone here today helping us celebrate these projects, our parks, and the opportunities that remain before us. Thank you to Congress for giving this public-private partnership a chance to shine. And today it shines. Thank you to our parks for preserving pieces of our history, the natural and the cultural, and serving as locations of serenity in an otherwise chaotic world. And thank you to the American people for demonstrating your commitment to these amazing parks and for standing ready and willing to offer that support again. At this time, it is my privilege to introduce individuals who have made it possible for us to be here today. Members of Congress who have time and time again demonstrated their commitment to the parks and have stood behind us all as we have worked to enact the Centennial Initiative. At this point, I would call forward Senator Allard, Senator Salazar, Chairman Dix, Chairman Rahal, Congressman Tiart, Congressman Bishop, Congressman Baird, Congressman Souter. We look forward to your comments.